AP News. Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue. A black man was unarmed when Akron, Ohio police chased him on foot and killed him in a hail of gunfire. But officers believe he had shot at them earlier from a vehicle and feared he was preparing to fire again. There have been protests in Akron.
Say his name! I can't hear you! Say his name! Say his name!
Akron police released video of the shooting of Jalen Walker, who was killed June 27th in a pursuit that started with an attempted traffic stop. Police say a gunman in Denmark who killed three people when he opened fire in a crowded shopping mall acted alone and apparently selected his victims at random. The Supreme Court may have limited powers to control greenhouse gases, but it hasn't limited the power of states.
While Democratic states have taken the lead on the most aggressive climate policy in recent years, some Republican-led states are also helping shift the U.S. power grid toward cleaner sources of energy. A group of 24 states has formed the U.S. Climate Alliance. Most of those commonwealths are led by Democrats, but a few, including Vermont, Massachusetts, and Maryland, have Republican governors. Together, the states account for 42% of the nation's greenhouse gas emissions, and 18 of those states have set 100% clean energy goals. I'm Shelley Adler.
U.S. officials say they've concluded gunfire from Israeli positions likely killed Al Jazeera journalist Shireen Abu Akleh, but that there was no reason to believe her shooting was intentional. Heavy rain is hampering the search in Italy for those unaccounted for, perhaps as many as 15, a day after an enormous chunk of an alpine glacier broke off and slammed into hikers. More than 30,000 residents of Sydney and surrounding areas in Australia have been told to evacuate to prepare to abandon their homes as Australia's largest city faces more severe flooding. Days of torrential rain have caused dams to overflow. This is AP News. Competitive eater Takara Kobayashi says he may never return to the Nathan's 4th of July hot dog eating contest. Joey Chestnut has made a career out of competitive eating.
This is something I love doing, and it's 4th of July.
But for many years, Chestnut had competition. It's been more than a decade since Takara Kobayashi took the stage on the 4th of July for the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. He's explaining why. He says they created a contract, so when they created that contract, it was not a contract, and I could not sign. It just wasn't. So since I can't sign it, since I won't sign it, they won't let me on the stage. Kobayashi is opening up about his rift with Major League Eating in a new documentary. He is not about eating hot dogs or burgers. It's about winning. Kobayashi says he can ignore the smell and taste, a skill that came in handy during a cow brain eating competition. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.